Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding, we're holding behind already. On Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we should be on Daf Tes, but we're on Ches Amud Aleph. It wasn't here Shabbos, so we lost traction. So it's the middle of the Amid. Remember, we had the Machlaikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan. So it's the middle, Gufa, Chavite, Kaye Gadol, which we spoke yesterday, of course, the mitzvah of the Minchas Chavite. Does everybody have that? The Gufa, Chavite, Kaye Gadol, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Eino Kaddish Lachatzoyin, if you're Mekaddish it in halves, there is no kedusha. It's not what does not work. Rabbi Elazar Amitach shekreva lachatzayin kedosh kedosha lachatzayin. If you're able to bring it in half, of course that's the mitzvah to bring it half in the morning and half in the evening. Half in the morning, half of the evening. So the din is that you're able to be mekadosh it. The kedusha reflects the din of the haftarah. Therefore, so this is the machlokes we have, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rav Acha, my time with Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Krav, Mincha Machatzisa. Havei Mincha, V'achakacha Tzehu. First you have to be Mekadosh it, and then you split it in half. You can't split it in half first. It's not going to work. If it's going to come out to be a half of an Isarayim, you can't do it. You first have to be Mekadosh the Mincha, and then you bring it in half.
So when he brings it in the Isarayim, when he brings it from his house, he puts it into an
Isarayim. Let's say, as far as bringing it from his house. We're thinking about bringing it from a house yet. Wait, one second. Okay? We didn't talk about bringing it from your house. Maybe chavite kaiyagadu lohayu boys chatzayim. Ella maybe, what do you do? Ella maybe isarit shalev. You bring an isarit shalev chatzayim, and then you split it. That Rashi say it over here. Not really. But b'shaki bats no. We don't have a Rashi over here yet. Let's see. Elamei Yisarik Shalom Chatzayu V'Tanya Ilu Nehma Mincha Machzis V'Yisi Oimer Maybe Chatzi Yisarik V'Veso Shachris. Then I might think you bring it piecemeal. Umakrim Chatzi Yisarik V'Veso Arvis, and then you bring another one. Another half. Umakrim. No, Machatzisa Babaker, Machza Bishalem, who may be, Machza Bishalem, who may be, which seems to be exactly like Rabbi Yechanan. Machza Bishalem, who may be. That the Gemara says, no, it could be even like Rabbi Elazar, but you do it L'mitzvah. Where, so L'mitzvah, you do it, but you don't have to do it that way. Machatzisa, when we talk about, we have, let's say, maybe in the Rashi over here. Mincha machatzisa, you see the Rashi. Mincha tamid machatzisa mabaker, begaymer. Hevi mincha shleima shel isarei. You bring a complete mincha of an isarei, of an isarei, soefa. The ain mincha p'chusa be'yisarim. There's no such thing as a mincha less than that. And then afterwards, v'chakach etzehu. Or, b'chtzisa mashma, b'chtzisa shel shleima, zu shel lefanav. Then the Gemara says, b'shani ki matzrech ra lahavi shalim le'mitzvah bi'alma. It's no raya. Maybe it's only le'mitzvah bi'alma. Li'aylam in kitcha l'chatzayim be'kudish. But, the Yailab, if he's Mekadosh in the Chatzayim, it could be Mekadosh. V'yena Yaitza Shuv, L'chulin, and it doesn't go, and afterwards it does not go out l'chulin. Now, what does this mean here? And Amar Lei Rav Gavimi Meksila Rav Ashi, V'ha'chukuk Sibbe, let me a couple lines. V'ha'chukuk Sibbe, aye, it says chukuk, chuk aylam la'asher, t'mashma, mitayah shalei. Chukuk shal, it says chukuk Sibba, it says, what do we have? It says in the Pusik, chuk aylam la'asher, t'mashma, mitayah shalei. That's not, it's a mitzvah bi'alba. Amar lei lei nisra lahavi shalai bi'beisa. Again, chukak sebe, amar lei lei nisracha, el lahaviya shalai bi'beisa. Lahavi shalai bi'beisa, that's as far as bringing it, you have to bring the whole thing from your house. El lahavi shalai bi'beisa. Amalek Rashi says, amalek did kiddush, miklisharis. If you want, you can do it l'chatzayin, like Rabbi Lozer was saying, you can do it l'chatzayin, but even he agrees that when you bring it as a shalim. You bring it like a shalim mibeso. It's the pelvic thing. So what do you do with your house? You have to bring it a complete tisarin. What kind of kedusha does it have that? At the most, what kind of kli? Of course, he's bringing it from his house. He's not bringing it. He's bringing it with a kli shoris. Of course, he's bringing it with a kli chol. And yet it's going to be ma'akiv. You have to bring it, and then you want to be mekadosh. You can be mekadosh afterwards, but you have to bring the whole thing. What kind of a din is this? There's it. It's a din of a machtisa of what? But it doesn't have. At what point does it get a shem mincha? What we see in the chayra over here, remember, we brought it in a number of times from over here. It would seem to me that there's a very uniqueness in a carbon mincha. It's a very big smach that we have by a carbon mincha that makes it different than a zeva. Remember, we thought kaba rayas to this. You say that that when you're originally magna shem mincha, it has kedusha stamim. It doesn't, of course, have kedusha saguf until you put it into a klisharis. But a mincha is not like a zevach. It's not like you go and you start magdash kedusha stamim and then you make it into a mincha later. No, the shem mincha it has already from before, even where it has kedusha stamim. For example, we even have those who hold that you're not allowed to be toided at that point. Have a bug like this, even if it's that different, which it says, where it's tar, and you're not able to be pointed. It's a deraisa in the Rabbanim. There are those who hold that it's a deraisa. It comes out later on in the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis. We'll have it in about 100 plots, maybe a little bit more, less. In which case, that if you hold, or we had, for example, let's say you went, and if you, the Tanur is not Mekadosh even. You had the shtei alechem that you did a tenufa on. That place was that if you do a tenufa on shtei alechem before it even gets to be kedushas aguf, the lechem, you yaitse the din of tenufa. Everybody wants to know what's going on over here. How do you have this? I mean, it's a kedushas damim. But from what we have in Biggie's side, the carbon mincha, that a carbon mincha is not like a zevach, the shem mincha with dine mincha. If you recall, we even said such a thing because we had the problem in the kuf yud aleph and zvachim by a nest, by the sachim. The Gemara even told us that could be a din of imalu lo yerdu. By the sachim, the same thing, even if it has kedushas aguf, we said, to be the shtovin islet for akasha. This, how could it possibly be that there's going to be a din of the shchut echutz? You go in your menasech, or halos chutz, you go in your menasech yayin, b'chutz, I think you're talking about yayin, doesn't even have kedusha saguf before it went even in the kol sharis by a bama. Where it says he can bring it in a bama. How can everybody stop tumbles on that point? So we sign it over there. We find such a concept by a mincha. The Shem Nesachim, we said, applies the same way that the shemus that happens by a mitzvah, the same thing applies by the sochem. It's conceivable by certain types of korbanos that you don't have to wait till it gets even kedushas aguf. From here, I think we see another raya to this. You said that the din are by kedushas mincha. There are dinei mincha already from before against kedushas aguf. Something you would never have thought such a thing. We'll see other rayas, of course, coming up. Mitzvah Hashem, we even have another raya. I think we have very, very soon.
What did
they get?
What you put into
the
What happens first?
You bring the mincha. Now we're saying you bring it from your house. What do you bring it in? You bring it to from a box or something. What? A sack. You put it in. You take a sack, a box, whatever you want to bring it in. It's chulin, but you were about this shit to be a mincha. This is going to be for the mincha's chaviti. It's an isari.
You put it into the
Isarin. It's an Isarin, it's a sack that has an Isarin. You're back to shit.
You're not putting it into the
measure. No, you don't have that in your house.
No, I'm saying when you bring it.
No, so now when you bring it to Hegdish, you now put it into the Bisa. The Bisa is a Klisharis. The Bisa is a container which has Kedushas Klisharis.
You don't put it.
You measure it. You don't know what. You have to measure it first.
So when you put it into the
Isharon
of the Beis HaMikdash, does it get
Kedushas? Yeah, it could get Kedushas also. Kedushas also. Yeah.
He
can
bring a 50 bag and he only eats 10 pounds.
No, you measure it. Yeah, but you measure it into the Isharon. At that point, it could get Kedushas Aguf.
Still not, but
you put it then into the Bisa.
Still not
getting shaped. No, it has to Sagulf. Then it has a. It's in the Bisa, it's in a Klisharis.
But not as much as that.
But now it's another thing. Now there's another thing. Now you go and you. First of all, you go put Shemin in there. And you put Levina in there. And then you go and you do the Kmitza. The kmitza goes onto the silas from the, let's say silas. You take the kmitza from the silas, from the flour. You push the levina over to the side. But you shouldn't mix it in. It has to be pure flour, the kmitza. You can't have the levina mixed in with the silas. If you're gonna be a chesbi psul on the side of the kmitza, then if you do that. So you take the kmitza, you take the levina, push it off to the side. You do the kmitza and the silas, and then you're mekadosh that. Another thing. Another kli. You're mekadosh it. You can do it on gabi karka, whether another kayan has to be holding that kli to be mekadosh the kayvitz. We had, that's the right, with the shayla that we had. The gemara before in Davzayin. And that's the seder advar, but the initial phase of what's taking place, it's holy. I mean, I should say it's Mavish Chulim, but at least it's going to have Kedushas Damim. And not the most, I mean, it's going to have Kedushas Damim. No, that's true. It's Kedushas Damim for a mitzvah, earmarked for a mitzvah, I mean. But it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it doesn't have Kedushas Tuch, it don't have Kedushas Damim, anything else. Because if it's not Kedushas Aguf, then the only other thing is Kedushas Damim. Unless you tell me that he wants it to remain chulin, earmarked for a mincha. Right. But that already is a much bigger chiddush. The pashtus is that it has to at least have Kedushas Damim. When you're saying you're earmarking it for a mincha, that means you're being magdish it for a mincha. That means be magdish for mincha. It's not stop chulin. There's no such thing as being earmarked for a mincha, but it has kedushas chulin.
Behemoth
gets a right away kedushas aguf.
Right.
There's no such thing by behemoth. So the kedusha by behemoth is such a concept that's called kedushas peh. Kedushas peh, you're magdish for an ayla. It gets it. You have to go through a middle stage. By a mincha, there's no such thing. A person will come and say, I'm hereby being magdish the mincha, that it should be a carbon mincha, kedushas haguf. He can't do that. The question is, why? There's a Perish HaRaifet in Tumit that explains why is it that it is like that by a mincha, that it, the most that Kedusha's Peh could do is make it into Kedusha's Tumit, and by a Behemoth it's able to make it into Kedusha's Haguf. Why? What is the difference? So, because, but the, we find that there is a difference between Kedusha's Mincha, Kedusha's Peh can't do it. Ish ki yagdish. By a behema comes Kedusha. You make a shlomim, you make an oil, you make a chatas. Your dibur makes it into Kedusha's haguf. By a mincha, it's not like that. The first thing is that it becomes Kedusha's shlomim. So, but once you did it already, but hear what I'm saying. You do it even from Bibivit Mitech Beso and have the Ardinim that we have for that, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Now the Gemara says, Did Rabbi Yechanan say that you cannot be Magdashit L'chatzoyin? No, Yitmar. Hifrish Chatzi Isaran. What do we have here? The person is mafresh, a half isaran. He was mafresh ged, a half of an isaran, the daita lahaysef. But his kavana is that if on it's going to be the beginning of a complete isaran. Rav Amar eino kodesh. Until you have an isaran, it's nothing. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Kaddish. Rabbi Yechanan, on the other hand, holds that it is Kaddish. Even though it's only a Chatzi Yisarin, seemingly, not like the way he's saying here. Bim Isa, Leila Mechavitin, we're talking here, it's not a Chavitin. Why not, if we say it by Chavitin? Yeah. Look at Bim Isa, Leila Mechavitin, you're gonna tell me, that by chavitin nothing works. Why don't you say by chavitin it shouldn't work? Chitema, Rav Yechanan, Milsa, Bimilsa lo yalef. Maybe you can't learn out from chavitin. Even a mincha from a mincha you can't learn out. Mahamar Rav Yechanan, you see you can stone two things and learn one from the other. Therefore you should learn out a regular shear of Asiris Oefa from the chavitin. Ah, you see, Mahamar Rav Yechanan, Shlomim Sheshavta Behechal Ksherim. What is the din of Shlomim? You shechted in the Hechal. It's kosher. Why? Diksiv? And look what we're being Medaba. Look to see something we're being Medaba over here. See, Mahamar Rav Yechanan, Shlomim Sheshavta Behechal Ksherim. You shechted in Shlomim, not in the rest of the Azara, but you shechted in the Hechal. The din is, it's kosher, diksev, mishavto, pesach, I hold by it. And we learn out from here, shloyei tof, el chaber, beyikr. In which case, so why didn't you say the same thing? There you see that we're able to be medaba. Vamar of Yechidish, we have a smara, shlomim sheshavto, beyikr, is kosher. The says of Ezgot, it's a smara, shloyei tof, el chaber, beyikr. And therefore, why don't you say the same svara that you have here? If it's going to make you be the same thing as chavitin, you should use your svara.
What's the svara?
Daita l'haysev shiny. You will, you can, but not daita l'haysev. Daita l'haysev is not, is a reason not to be, not to equate it to chavitin. Like we learned the sagya, mileim, ain't mileim elishleimim. Maybe it has to be that in order for the klisharis to work, he holds that it has to be shalem. And therefore, if a yomar of Yaisi, Eva Sai Bisman Shein Daita Lahaisif. Abu Bisman Shadaita Lahaisif. Rishon Rishon Kaddish. Now, Rishon Rishon will be Kaddish. And therefore, even if you hold that it cannot be Kaddish Lachatzayin, but if it's Daita Lahaisif, then it's different. Daita Lahaisif means it's the first, the beginning of the shleimah, the beginning of a davar shalem. And therefore, it'll be able to work.
Not by chavitin.
If you're recorded where he said it's not kodesh l'chatzayin. He's not talking where it's not to l'haysef. Not talking not to l'haysef. He wants to be kodesh purely in halves. And halves, you cannot do that. But over here, but if you do in a regular buyer, by a serious oefa, you're able to be mekadesh et lechatzoyim where it's nitel lehaisim. And it's nitel lehaisim, so there it would be different. Now again, of course, we have the din of shlomim sheshachta behecho. We have the din that it is like this. Now we have smekis. Is it mekadesh shlomim stab? You know, let's say it was mekadesh before psichos davsos haecho. Remember, you can't shech the shlomim if it's kind of psichos davsos haecho. What will happen? If it's in the Hechel, do you need Psichus Nachos or Tamsus HaHechel? Man, we had the Machloikis in this. You make Machloikis in the, whether or not it works, it doesn't work. Yeah, we have the Rashba, we have a Rashba Shmuas that asked the Kasha. What will happen in a case, let's say, where you did it, you could do it behechel
before,
but, or is there Chesaron in, over here also you have Tamsus HaHechel. Is there maybe there's no chesaron, the Rashba holds and we what we have the gabi that did. Now of course what another issue that we have is tzvasemis comes and it's specifical gabi this then kind of sichas dalsa sahecho what it is. I don't know why, but the Rashba, we know it from a Rashba. The Rashba does that on this looks like a tezayin shmuas where he has that also. Now, what about only it's not a shlomo? Let's say it's a kachay. Huh?
Rambam says it's only by
kachay. No, not a Rambam. No. Rashi and Zvachim, remember? Remember we had a Rashi and Zvachim? If you shecht it in oil or kachay kachim, if it works, Rashi says, la vayrachara. Mashmad, really, it could work, but it's la vayrachara to do it. It's a chiddush. The sheet that comes and the sheet that says, it's not the reason, it's because it's not suffered. Yet, why does it say shlomim only? Because let's say it would be kachay kachim and oila. It would not work because it's not suffering. Yeah, the problem in Rashi. Why, according to Rashi, why would it be? Why would Rashi hold that it would be good? It's only because it's lavay rachara. Why did he say it's suffered? He said it's svara. He said it from the Midrash Avraham, it's svara. He says a svara, very nice svara. I don't know if it's basically it's true enough. But he says if we know that the din is by the mizbeah tzofen, what's the meaning of tzofen? Tzofen we have kabarais, even though we have stiris. But most places we have tzofen. There's a mila of kedusha by the tzofen. Tzofen only kachi kachim needs tzofen. Rashi says here, Menachas, later on, Tzofen is more chashuv. And therefore, Rashi and Sukkot, Tzofen is more chashuv. Whatever. That's a problem. Why it is like that? But the Torah called Tzofen something which is more chashuv than Zvachim. We had also, it says, a number of places where Rashi says it. That Tzofen is more chashuv than something that's not Tzofen. And that's why the Torah said by Kachay Kachim, you have to do it with Tzofen. All right, what's its reason? It's because it's Tzofen. Let's say it's something that's even more Tzachashim than Tzofen. Let's say it's Reish HaShem Mizbeach. The top of the Mizbeach itself has a din of Tzofen. Even the whole Mizbeach could be in the Dharam. The Rabbah, most of Mizbeach was in the Dharam, except for seven Amos. Right, the whole thing, the basic way, and you can do like those Tanoim. Who hold that the whole Mizbech was Bedarim? You can country and country, Shachta, Maresh, on Mizbech, on the Mizbech, it's called Tzofen. Why? If the Madak the Tzofen works, Madak the Tzofen is Tzofen. Avada the Mizbech is Tzofen. And Avada the Hechel is completely Tzofen. And Avada, you can say the same thing about the Hechel. You have the Hechel, then it should also, but Rashi holds it not a Chesaron and Tzofen. If the Hechel is a Chesaron and Tzofen or not, Rashi can hold that it's not. Very nice svara. We make you hear the svara. I don't know, because at the top of the net, we learn if I'm a pusik. I don't know if we have a right to come and say like that, stop to say like that. But we can hear the tzad, according to Rashi, why he holds that the hechol is not a chasar in itself. All right, but over here we have this is did only by the shlom. By the shlom, it says, shlom tava chomer mino iker. And that's the svara, and it's different. Even if Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's not Kaddish L'chatzayin. But if it's not to L'chatzayin, it's different. Now what? So the Gemara now says, though, okay, so we have this Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar, and what do we have now? The Gemara comes and says the following. by Rav. The Rav, the Chavita, Kibat Sviralan. Rav, but what does he hold? We have Machlak Shaviachan and Rabbalazar. What does Rav hold? Rav, the Chavita, Kibat Ika Rabbalazar. Does he learn like Rabbalazar that it's able to work? Leila Mechavita. Why? Learn from Chavita that it should be able to work. Okay, well, who's Rav? What do we bring here from Rav?
Yes,
what? Here it says, Ganachamo. Yomar Rav Yaisi, there, Nachamo. Vahaba Rav, Hebrish Chatzi Sar, Vitaita Lahai Sif. He's doing Rav, Omar, Eino Kaddish, Rav Yechel, and Omar Kaddish. Rav says that it's not Kaddish, Lachatzoyin, even in a case where it's Taita Lahai Sif. In a regular mincha. And Rabbi Yechlin argued, painting tomorrow, what is Rav hold? Megami Chaviti. Does he hold? Ikara Balaz and let him Chaviti. You see my Chaviti, it works, so let it work over here also. Chitema, Einachanami, the same smart again, that we cannot be Medaba Milsa, the Milsa, Megami these things, Megami Karbonis. The Chitema Rav Milsa, Megami Lo Yalif. Maybe he cannot learn out regular menachas from a chavite. Mahamarav, kid mincha, kidaisha, belay shaman. We see that he can be medaba things. Why? Because we learned the following. Rav, he holds that a mincha could be kaddish. And against kedushas mincha, kedushas aguf, listen to this machlaikis. But Rav, mincha, kidaisha, Balai Shemin, it's Kaddish without Shemin going in there yet.
No Yitzhak.
There was no, let's say there was no Yitzhika, there was no Blila. You didn't have any of the like Shemin that we have. You have the Mitzvah in there and the Kli without that it gets Kedusha Sagulf, even without the Shemin that it needs. Wait. Mincha Kedusha, Sheken, what about Balai Levina? Why? Shkematzina Malachim Apadim. We have Lachim Apadim does not have Shemin. And therefore, if we find, what does he say? If we find that it's Kaddish without Shemin by Levina, then a regular Mincha will be Kaddish even without Shemin also. What did I say, Levina? No, I misspoke. If we find that Lachim Apadim, that it's Kaddish, Kedusha, Zagluf without Shemin, that a regular Shemin would also by the same thing. Or what about the Amar Rav? Yeah, Shkem Mitzina Malachim Apadim, but what about Malo Levina? Let's say you have the Shni Mincha in the Kli, the Bisa without Levina, also Kaddish. Shkem Mitzina Mincha Svesachim. You have a carbon and Mincha that you bring together with a carbon. There's no Levina on that. It's only by Mechas Vezava. V'lai Shemin v'lai Levina. It's also kind of, she only have Silas. Where, why? Shkeimat Zidim v'Mechas Chayte. By Mechas Chayte, you don't have the Shemin, you don't have Levina. And therefore, it tells you that if you have the Shemin, the Silas, by itself, into the Kli, it'll be Kaddish, even if you don't have Shemin or Levina.
You really don't need the first two steps,
right? Yeah, correct. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. therefore, something Gemara, Shkeimet Zidim Lechal Apadim, Nechamet Zidim by Bichas Nesachim, V'lai Shemin or Levina V'lai, Shkeimet Zidim Bichas Chayte, something Gemara Al-Kachach Rav Kerav Yechad and Sviralei. Hey, Nechadami, it wouldn't make sense. You see over here that he is Medaba Milsa Lemilsa, and therefore if he held like Rav Elazar, you should be Medaba Milsa Lemilsa learned out from the Chavitin. From the fact that he does it, there's a sin that he held like Rav Yechad. And by the Chavitin, it's not Kaddish L'chatzoy. Now, what is this? It's not Pashit. Gufa Amar Rav. Mincha Kedaisha B'loi Shemit. Rav, we just got finished saying, Shkematzino Melechem Aplodim. What about Melech Levina? Shkematzino Melechas Resachim, we said. Melech Shemin of Melech Levina? Shkematzino Melechas Chaytay. Melech Shemin of Levina? Kachi. Hi, below, Kashemet Levina. Let's say you're Magdish Shemet. Or let's say you're Magdish Levina. By itself, by themselves. Let's say you put the Shemet into the Kli. Let's say you put Levina by itself into the Kli. The Levina, Kachi high, below high, high, below high. Shemen, Shkematzinu, we like Shemen Shalmetzaira. You can do that the same reason. Let's say you have a light Shemen Shalmetzaira. It's Mekadosh, the Klisharis. By a Mincha, you can do the same thing. Let's say you want to bring only Shemen. Let's say you only want to bring Levina. Shkematzinu, but Levina, Baba Bazicha. You have Levina that comes in the Bazicha Levina. That's the only thing it's Mekadosh, therefore. Let's say you're Mekadosh, the Levina, as part of the mincha, but you only put that for the time being into the kli. So maybe kaddish that also. Same thing. For that's all, Rav. Rav Chaynina Amar, no. Laizu kedaisha balaizu. Balaizu kedaisha balaizu. You cannot have a mincha that has kedusha unless it has silas, Shemen and Levina all together. If you don't have everything together in the Kli, you can't tell me it's all or nothing. You can't come and tell me because you have a like Shemen Shemen Tzayim. You can't because you have a Michas Chayte. No, that's not going to help. A regular Michas that needs Shemen and Levina, you need the guys of Shemen and Levina also.
Then the Kli is not Mekadosh, it's everything that's
Mekadosh. And therefore it's not Mekadosh unless you have everything that's right for it.
Not
in
the Kli.
No. Other Chayte Iba, Yisar and Lama, Nimshach, Safrei Tigomara. So why is it that a Kli is going to be Nimshach and Yisarai? It's Lama Nimshach. When you measure out the Yisarai, the din is, it has to have Meshicha, Meshemen, Amishcha. It didn't, I'm Meshur Abed. Lama Nimshah, to be Mekadosh, the Silas. But it's not going to become Mekadosh anyway, unless you have Shemen and Levina. So what was the point of it? What's the point of that? Something why you need it? Correct. You need it for the Mechaz Chayte. But like Lama Nimshah, like Shemen Tzayra. Yav Shmuel, Sarah Lalaha the Rav. Shmuel holds like Rav also, who holds that you, Shmuel holds also like Rav, who holds that you can have one without the other. This not Kli Halah. Mikachin is Halach, Midas Ayyavesh, Mikachin is Ayyavesh. Then Kli Halach, Mikachin is Ayyavesh. It's something which is designated to measure liquids. It's not the Kaddish salads. That only applies by measuring, by itself. Like we find by the Nesiyim. And therefore, so what happens? It's Mekadosh the Yovesh by itself.
Isn't it possible that it says it's not?
Yeah. Amalei Ravacha Midita the Ravina. But still, what do you mean? Mincha Lach? Mincha Lacha he. But Mincha is Lach. What do you bring a Raya? Mincha is Lach. And here it's saying, and Yanni says it's Mekadosh Yomesh. No, it's not. Amalei, Lod Yisrael, Li Yomesh Shimba. Let's say the parts that were only dry, they weren't, they didn't have any. Or be by Seima. Mincha, Ligabe Dam. Relatively speaking, it is like that. Now, what happens then? Let's say you only put the silas into the Kli, and you didn't have Shemen, you didn't have Levina into it. At what point will a Mincha get Kedusha Sakuf? Only when you have the Shemen and the Levina in it also. Now, when do you do the Blila?
You need a third kli.
Yeah. When are you going to do the blila? The blila you do before the Levina comes in. So what are you doing blila? something it has, Kedushas Damim. Don't we have a riot from here to the Yisoid that we just got finished saying before that it could, something it has could have Dinei Mincha and Kedushas Mincha, even though it does not have Kedushas Aguf? When do you do? At what point, according to Rav, will it have Kedushas Aguf of a Mincha? When the I mean Rav Chanina. When you have, according to Rav Chanina, when do you have the Kedushas Aguf? When you have the Shemin, the Levina, and the Silas and the Kli. Until you have that, you do not have Kedushas Aguf. You don't get Kedushas Aguf with the Bisa alone. You're not going to get it alone with anything by itself. You have to have everything. So let's say you go and you put it into, you do the act of Blila. When you're doing the act of the Blila, it's before the Levita goes in there. And therefore, when you're doing it, it only has to the Shishlamin. Don't you say, see from over here, Mamish Arayit, and he say that if it has barely Kedushas Damim, it's the same thing. Remember, when we learned this last time, Yoni Lazar was here. Was with us. And he brought this riot to this. He wanted to know, the only Lazar was there. So he said, I like this riot very much. Here you have a riot out to the Yisrael. We said, like we brought the riot from Betrufam that we had by Shnei Alecha. What? I can't hear you. Yeah. Well, yeah, very good. Okay, so over here, yeah. It's conceivable you can do that. It depends. You might not even be allowed to do it to Raisa. It depends how to learn the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis. The way the Karen Iron learned the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis, where you would not be able to do it with the Raisa. It depends on the Gemara. The Gemara says by Tmeyim. You can do it by Tmeyim. Tahirim, you cannot do it where it had Kedushas Damim. By Tmeyim, you can do it. Now, tell us, it's a Derabbanan, if it's a Derabbanan or it's a Deraisa. We have there in the Karen Iron with the Lukutei Alochis. We got the machlokes from there, where it's going to rise in Rabban. But I don't know that it's going to be in the Raisa. Chavetz Chaim and Lekutei Halachis, Kerin Oirin. It's going to be like Aya and the other Rekaba Raisa that we have also to this Yisoid. Now, if we're going to learn like that comes out, according to it comes out, if you don't learn like this, the Blila that you have, the Mitzvah Blila, you can do it before it's a Mincha. It's a blula that has to be bubbled when you treat the carbon mincha. What do you mean? Does it have carbon mincha yet? The Torah says that it does. It has, even though it does not have Kedushas Aguf, Aval Bikain, it has a Shem carbon, even though the extra Kedusha that it has is not more than Kedushas Domen. It's another Raya, heard on what we have over here. But this same Machlokes, at what point does it get all this Kedusha, like we brought the right from up for the fact that you bring it from your house, even not a Klisharis. You bring it from your house, or Dinim, it has to be a complete Tisarin. And you bring it, by Chaviti at least.
But you don't put the oil in until after you've baked it, and you baked it You don't put in Shemen until you bake it, and you're baking it in the Tanur Shel
Mikdash. No baking.
Okay, this is all fine.
Baking only comes later by the Shirayim. Let's say we're talking about somebody.
Before they do the petition. No, but the Makwas and Max Eshes, or the Mafei Tanor, you have to do that. You have to do as
the petition. All right, we're talking about a regular Mechasilus. A Mechasilus, there is no baking until the Shirayim come. I mean, it's not going to be, they bake that also. I mean, there's nothing, you know, the Kayan, the Kahanim don't eat Shirayim, the raw flour.
Of course
not. Right? Until we get to the Shirayim, there's going to be a kibitza from fine flour that's unbaked. Fine flour with the oil, and it's going to also have Levina on too. Unless you have all those three things, nothing has Kedusha Saguf.
Even though it's in the Klisharis.
But you have to be loyal, but it has to be Nivlal.
Right.
So how's it nivla? The term, it's not a min chayr. It's not a the chayr. It's not a min chayet. Unless it doesn't have a shem carbon yet. Let's say somebody will be mayo. It's going to go out lechulin. Karga is not lechulin. It's not by lachamayo. Doesn't have to.
A mincha can't go. A mincha can't go out lechulin.
What?
A mincha can't go out to the chulin. There's no.
Sure it can. That's only because it has kedushas aguf.
But
until that point,
it'll
go out
the chulin, of
course.
But until that, it'll go out. So Rebbe is saying that even though he puts it in the klisharis, prior to the blila, does not have kedushas aguf.
Yes, but it's not going to be effective. It's truly 100% that you're right. I mean, it's going to have in a klisharis, but it's not going to be effective. Unless you have the gatsa mincha, unless you have the shemen, the levaina, and the silas.
The belila, the tzika, and everything.
Even according to Rav, the only reason right. why it is like that is only because we're medaba milsa la milsa. If it wouldn't be for the din, that you could have bazicha levaina levaina without the other ones, or you could have such a thing as a mitchas chayte. That you don't have Shem in the Levina, even Rav would have held that it would not have Kedusha Sakuf. It gets it, but only because it's a limut. It's a limut from a Mechas Chayte that does not have Shem in the Levina, and therefore, that's the reason why, even if you put merely the Silas on where it's going to have Kedusha Sakuf. But Rav, so at least Rav holds in the
we'll
end.
We'll have to figure that out.
Where Chanina is not like that. Rav Chanina doesn't learn that. Don't you see, like this klar over here, that the dine mincha, the dine carbon mincha, are different than the dine carbon of a zebach. Remember, we said the same thing by the sachem in Kufyat Aleph.
Have a sachem. It's a brisker rav. Yeah,
what?
The brisker rav quotes that. The brisker rav quotes that rivet in the letters at the back of the back of the sefer. But the brisker rav says it's a pasuk. He says by behava.
That's a different thing. That's just a difference. Why Kedusha Sper could do it by a carbon, not by a mincha. That's a different issue. That's like the Raivin and Tavid, you mean the parish of Raivin. Yeah. I don't mean that. That's another issue. But I'm talking about the din of Kedusha Sagoof that comes in a klisharis. That's another issue. Why it is like that? Like Kedusha's pair could be magdish a behemoth, and it can't do it by a
immediately.
It's not like the Raivin, but right. The Raivin says other svaras, not the brisk.
Yeah.
The
brisker rub
says this thing. Okay, now.
Thank you.
Amrab Gufa. Now, what do we have here? Amar Abul Azar, a side thing that we brought before. Babashad, answer everything. Gufa Amar Abul Azar. We said before, Mincha Shekamsa Behechal. Gufa Amar Abul Azar. A Mincha that you did the Kemitsa Behechal is Shera. We learned a Mincha that you did the Kemitsa in the Hechal. Discussion. Why? Shkebatzina Mesilik Bazichin. We find that it's right for that because we find by Siluk Bazichin you can do it. They do it in the Hechal. And the Shulchan. Mazen Rabbi Yirmiya. What says? He asks. Mikabat Misham. L'chayer. What does it mean? Mikabat Misham. Mimakayim Sharaglei Hazar. I'm this. From the Makayim. That a czar is able to stand. Yod Aleph Abba. Well, Rashi says, what does it refer to? Rakhmi Raglai, a czar on this. Akas Esreyama, the Chnisas Hazara, at the beginning of the Hazara, when you come in, the 11 Amis, the Mizrach, and the Mizrach, the Makai, Jesus Raglai, Israel, Alma, Hazara, Boina. You see, you'd have to have the Hazara. Makabat Misham, from where? From the first 11 Amos, the way Rashi learns. This is the way Rashi learns. The Meserai Meminayin, Shim Kabat Mismol. She also equates me a bit. How does he know when you do that you're able to, you do bismol, you're able to rectify it, like we've been saying, we said the Mishnah before, the Zion, above? Talmud Leimah, the Kabbats, Mishom, say this Pasuk, Mimakim Shekabbats Kvar. That's where he learns it out from. Kabbats Mishom is a do-over. Now, it would seem to Rashi, Rashi's telling us over here, that this din, that it would seem to me, this din that a Zohar goes into the Azara, he's only allowed to go the first 11 Abbas. Is that into Raisa or is that into Rabbanan? Rashi's learning it from the Kabbat Misham, it's from there that the Kmitza has to be done. The Raisa, and that is opens up a Pandora's box. There's a sheet of the Kabbat, very good. Excellent. What? Very nice. We have a Rajma, and that's brought, the sheet of the Kubetsis later on, of some sign of a base, that it's Kabakashis on Rashi, that's Mashma, that it's, Rashi's been diagnosed into Raisa, and when the sheet that comes and says that that did is a Takoda, it's only a Dinder Abonin, not a Deraisa. I mean, what they do with a Kabbat Pesach, you know. Kabbat Pesach, the Zara was full. Kiflaim came to Mitzrayim. You know, what happened over there? Nobody, Kabbat Leah Lerengel. What do you think everybody, all the Israelim crowded into the first 11 Amis? And not real Leah Lerengel. The first 11 Amis, they weren't allowed to go be the Raisa. Beyond that, normally they would go there. That's a Takon. If came the reasons to do it. So they did it. And therefore, so this is a problem we have here with the Rashi. Rashi over here also, the sheet of Chavzayin of the Beis, and you take a look, I believe it's Eisvav. Yeah, so there, yeah, so the place where they were standing. So now again, what it is. Now, one sec. So here, what do we have again? So what do we have? I'm going to come, He needs it to come and tell us that the entire Azara is right for Kibitza. Not to exclude the Heichal. We thought that maybe it means you cannot do it in the Heichal. Maybe it means you can't do it in the Heichal. No, you can do it in the Heichal. What did he mean then? Mabakim Shikab Tkvar. Not to exclude the Heichal. Not that it has to be done in the Azar. Maybe it doesn't have to be done in the Azar either. It can be done in the Heichal. So what is it coming to be? Mechadish does. We're coming to Mechadish does something else. Shall I tell you about how I look at Shikachin? Umincha Kachikachin. Maybe I would have, I don't have a meaning. I would have thought. What do you mean? I would have learned it out from an island that it has to be done by tzafin, by the kibitza. Maybe I would have said, maybe ma'al ha'ala shkei kolio. Maybe I'll learn it from achatas. Mechat. Ma'al achatas shkei mechaperis. Achat mechrisis. Maybe I'll learn that by osha. Ma'al ha'ala shkei b'nei damin. Bikulu namish kei b'nei damin. How do you learn out a mincha from damin? Can't learn a mincha from a zevach. Elo Easter. So why would I need the pasuk to come and tell me? So could I the chamina hayaluksim mehikra ma'akrim alachayim mekisha la'mizbeach. The kabbats. So what happens? We know by a mincha, there's something else that we don't have by a zevach. Mahagosha, the hagosha, then of hagosha. You bring it to the southwest corner. Mahagosha Bekaren Dreimis Marabis. Maybe I would have thought of Kemitzu. Maybe Kemitzu has to be done also. Bekaren Dreimis Marabis. Kabashma Lord, that we don't have that. Kabashma, that's the Chiddush. But maybe do it in the Heichal also. You can do it in the Heichal also. Therefore, what the Gemara says before, you can do it in the Heichal. Mincha Shikamsa Beheichal Kshera, Rabbi Lazarus did. That's, first, that's reconcilable with what we're saying now too. We said before, if you shefted a shlomim in the Heichal, it's kosher. That way, we said, but Because not what we remember, we split by Kodesh Kodesh. It's different. Rashi says, seems to me that it's suffered, it wouldn't be a chasara. And the other Rishayim, the Shita, or Daf, the Shita, or Daf, Tesvav, you don't. In Zvachim says that you can. And so, why? I mean, the Shita says that you would not be able to, by Kodesh Kodesh, because it's suffered. You need something here. It's not the way it's said for Rashi that you can. But a Shlomim, Shlomim was saying that you can. And what was the Svara that we said before? Rabbi Yehuda, remember we even said, maybe Shlomim Shashachta kind of psychos nausos ahecho. Is that a chesaron or not? But you're doing it inside the hecho. You need the dalsus open, or even if the dalsus are na'ulas, be the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Oimer, b'idayin shebi kifu avde kachavim esu azara. Suppose there were goyim who besieged the azara. Shakai hadim, and there's kachim to eat. Shakai hadim nechlasim lehechal. They're able to even to go into the hechal of the echle because she kachim is yara benachas. They're able to go and eat. Kochi kochi and svar and the shiarim in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the flying? The deal that we have here also, what do they do? Vidai Chibi Kifu? I'm de Kaichavim. They're able to go into the Echa. They eat Kochi kochi. Is the Echa Dafka or Lab Dafka? They're able to go into the Kochi kochi. It's the Kodesh Kadoshim also. There's Rabban al-Atayra in Bamidbar, where he says it's Dafkib, it's bad Oinus, of course. But it's an Oinus. They're able to do that. Not that it's bad of an Oinus. They're not able to go into the Hechel. You might have thought they could hear very well, maybe go into the Hechel. It's not a beer Econus. Why not go into the Hechel and do it?
They're Potter.
They're what?
They're Potter.
Potter what? What do you mean Potter? Maybe this is you go into the Hechel and eat it. Why not go into the Hechel? What's the Easter going into the Hechel for the Kaidan? The Beirik beer Econus. Layavam Chalais Alakaidish. Now, this is not the Yom Chalais HaKadosh. This is God for a reason. Be a Rekodis is us. You go in for no reason, it can't. We have a big Wachlaikis, they go in not, for example, they're allowed to go into the Hechal to go and light the menorah. They're allowed to go into the Hechal to bring Chatos HaPnevius. They're allowed to go into the Hechal to get Lechem HaPadim on Shabbos. They go into the Hechal. When are they not allowed to go into the Hechal? For no good reason. We have a Wachlaikis, what they go into be Mishtachaveh. Is he Shachavah called the Mirei Kodesh or not? About like his place holds that that's called, it's not called the Mirei Kodesh. They can even go into Mishtachaveh. Karen Ira and later on says that's called a Mirei Kodesh. Got some Machlaikis in that. But there are reasons. But let's say they go in, stop. Maybe they want peace and quiet. Maybe they want peace and quiet. Maybe they want a place they can go learn from away from the tumult. They're not allowed to go into the Echad over a lot. But they're not able to go into the Hechel. Let's say go in when they're coming to eat Basar Kachim. What's wrong with that? It is an Avoider. Yeah, so much your Kup Abraham. Maybe you can do that. The Rabban says they're not allowed to do it unless if it's an Oinus. That's not justification to do it. If it's an Oinus, then they can do it.
Wait.
And also, the Rabban comes and says, when we say that it's also lav davka the hechel, if it's necessary, if it's an oinus, they go and do it into the Kodesh Kodoshim, not like the Rabban. The Rabban brings this, the Rabban holds only going to be in the hechel, would not be a heter at the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's about like it said this. How do you know they can do that? Talmud Leimar, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Teichlenu, Techlenu milar b'kodesh hakadoshim techlenu. Ay, what happened to the svar b'alama likra? Why don't you say leiva b'chatzara or b'yid yachluha? You're able to eat it in the chatzar. Why don't you use the same svara that we just said? But if you go and you do it in the heichal, if you're able to shech the shlamim in the heichal, that's the svara that we just got finished saying, shlei etam v'chamer min o'ikar. Say the same thing, shlei etam v'chamer min o'ikar. If you can eat in the azari, you can eat in the heichal. You can't learn that for achila. Why? A svara. Avayda the adamayvin v'makam rabo. You're doing a davar chashuv, and you're doing it b'makam rabo. It does avayda b'ed shlei etam v'chamer min o'ikar. But achila, a physical indulgence. Shein adamayvin v'makam rabo. He doesn't go eat b'makam rabo.
That's avayda.
Yeah. You're right. Time of the Kosev Rachmana. The whole reason why the Torah allowed it is only because of the Pusik. Hello, Kosev Kra had the Pyre of Torah. Not said it. I would not have said that. That's why I would not have said. That's where I would use, but only the Gabe Shechita. The Gabi doing the Amad Shechita, not the Gabi, the indulgence of an Achila. An Achila, I would not have used that. I say, that's why it's not good enough for this. The terrorists will be a terrorist. But it's Saif Kol Saif. It's still a mundane act. It's true, it's Amad, it's Vachai, it's Amashar Kupar Bohem, but Saif Kol Saif, it's still some kind of a mundane, quotidian act. Depends what they consider not either.
Why didn't they go into the least?
They can say, Tais and a Taisvis, when they can sit, when they eat.
Why didn't they go
hard
to the beach coast, the Aldeos, the side?
Yeah, they could go.
They didn't have to go to the
other
place.
Maybe they could. No, maybe they could, because maybe the door was locked. They're trying to escape over here.
So the door was no.
The doors were better, the locks were better. I could have done that. Same thing, They could eat in that. At least Michal Psilas Lakaidish they could eat. It's the one thing that we had, the Gemara Svachim and the Samach Gemel. Itmar. The blila that we add by the mincha of the shemen and the shemen and the silas, they did it outside the chayma of the azara. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Basula. Rabbi Yechanan says it's puzzle. Shlokish Amar Kshera, and Rish Lakish says it's kosher. Now why? Yishlok shemek sheira dikseh v'yatzak aleha shemek v'nasan aleha levayna. A pusik. V'hadar v'heviyah v'albinei arad ha-kayinim. V'kobatz. Mikbitza v'yelech mitzvahs kehuda. From the kibitza on Lime that teaches us that anything taking place before the kibitza, limina yitziko blila. Shekher Bazar. It tells us that Yitzika and Belila, Yitzika are pouring the oil into the kli and mixing the oil with the mincha is kosher bazar. I mean, the kahuna like bai, panim nami la bai. From the kahuni nadid, you can have it even not in the azara. Even then, you wouldn't even have it not in the azara either. From Yechon Amar Psula, why? Kamen Nasi Yosa Bikli. The Asi is done in the Klisharis. Chayra, but it means Klisharis. Chayra, Kamen Nasi Yosa Bikli. The Asi is done with the Kli. Kamen Nasi Yosa Bikli. Nihide Kahuna La Bai. So Zayn that it does not need Kahuna. Pnei Meha Bai. But at least it has to be on the inside. The way I took a liberty just now, And when it says the word kli, it means klisharis. See, Rashi doesn't say that. No, Rashi doesn't say the klisharis. But I took that liberty. The reason why I took that liberty is because Tosfos in Chulin says that's a pshat. If you have a Tosfos in Chulin, when that Lamed Vav, we have a Tosfos in Chulin where Tosfos says the following. In Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we have a Tosfos where Tosfos says, I mean, read a Tosfos. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we have, he says, Kav Achas, Asa Kosev, B'chol Masher, B'kav Achas, the mincha, listen to the way Tosfos says, the mincha nivlales v'kli sharis. The din is that a mincha is mixed in a kli sharis. K'demucha perakav in a menachas, daftes. Like we find the Gemara menachas on daftes. The Omer of Yechanin, balolav zark shera, chutz lachayim etzu azar psula, b'var shtayim it came into kedushas kliyu. Nehida kudalai bayi, it means a kli. And that means kli sharis, Tosfos says. The reason why I'm making it simus over this, is because the Rambam is not like this. The Rambam holds they did it, and they put it into a kli sharis after the blila was done.
Wait.
And on that comes the lachamishta, comes the kesamishta, yes. We have a Rambam in Maisar Karbonis. When the Rambam of Maisar Karbonis comes and he describes the Seder of the Mincha, and he describes it differently. The Rambam holds, where was the Blila done? The Blila was done after, and the Blila was done before, where it was not in a Klisharis, and then afterwards they put the Gatsa thing into the Klisharis. Rambam comes and says over here, I think it's in Barakay, not sure. Now, where
is it? There's like a Perik Yud Gimel, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Hay.
Yeah, Gimel, one second.
Yud Gimel Hay.
Oh, yeah, I know it's a Hay. I'm Gimel, let me just read a Rambam over here. Is it Hay?
Perik Yud Gimel, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Hay.
Right here, yeah. Mincha Silas. Ketzen Isonasis. Maybe Sarit Silas, you bring any Sarit Silas. Or Kamaisritis, Okafi, Nidrai, whatever he does. And he brings Shemin Harai, brings the Shemin, the nice and Shemin Bikli. And you put a Shemin in the Kli. The Achakach, nice and all of it. It's not Silas. You put then Silas into it, on top of it. The Achakach, nice and Shemin Acher. Then you put more Shemin on it. Al HaSilas. U Bailel HaSilas Bo. And you're Bailel the Silas in this Kli. The achakach, nice nabikli sharis. Then afterwards you put the whole potpourri into a klisharis. It sucked with like a shaman and then put more shaman. Break the kesem, the levaino will come later. You're right. Levaino will come later, of course. The kesem mishnah comes, and the kesem mishnah tells us at the end, the avangad, the blil, here we have a gemara in menachas on daf tes. The Gemara Menachas on Daf Tes says, "Gabi Balach Chutz L'Chayim Rabbi Yechonah says Tula that even though the Blila is Kasher Bizar, by the way, we're saying Blila is Kasher Bizar. This is not Poshet either. We got the Rabban, we have problems. The Rabban is safe for our mitzvahs in Shemesh Yibayz. We got to be whether or not whether that there has to be a Koyin. There's even a Bracha that the Koyin Asher could Asher could Hashanah B'Tishos Hashalaren." I let go by over here because I wanted to talk about this. But this, whether or not the Yitzhika and the Blila is able to be done with the Tsar, we have our Gemara says able to be done with the Tsar, and this is not pushing into the Rishayim, how they come out, whether it is or not. But we'll leave that for the time being. Here, how's that? Rab Yechid and Amar Psula, the Avagav, the Blila, Chair Mizar, if the Asiya is in a plea, the Edik, Uhuda, Lobai, B'nim, Bima, Boy. Mashma that the Blila needs a klisharis. We mentioned it beferish. Vacha bitrak dada explicitly from Tosfos and Chulin on Lamed Vav. The other the locate bias, what's the mile of Kli? The Tzarechiyah. Frank the Test of Mishnah remains with the Tzarechiyah. Then Rabbah, and he holds that the whole thing went into the Kli Sharis only afterwards. The Chabishna says, babe, the Rabbah learns that it says Kli, doesn't say it was a Kli Sharis. And he's mechalik whether it's a Kli, whether it's not a Kli, it's a Shvera thing. The way the Chabishna wants to learn the Rabbah, maybe it's a mile of Kli where it's not, even though we're kind of a Bible of Kli's, and if it's not a Klisharis, notwithstanding the Taisus in the beginning of Eisel Bekoima, maybe a Shechita does not need Klisharis, but it does need a Kli, but the Rambam doesn't hold like that. But this is a problem that we have over here. But I'll come out of that's the din that we have here, according to the, where we have the, Rabbi Yechidin holds that it's going to be Rabbi Yechidin also Sula came in the Asiyos of the Klihi. It's true that Kahuna doesn't need, but Aval became, it's also has to be done Bifnim. Bifnim, me, a boy. A tiny Kamas in the Rabbi Yechidin, Bal Lazar, Ksheir, Chutzlachimis, Wazar, Psula, and the Taraya that we have then to Rabbi Yechidin from the Bryce. Now the question is, now that it's going to be possible, what's the Psul? So the portion away, if the unsuspecting bystander would have thought that it's possible to be Isaac. And that's totally in Rashi Taisvis holds that the way we know it from Taisvis and Zvachim, the Psul Yitzay only comes when the Dine HaKrava are ready to roll. If you merely have Kedushas HaGuf, and it's not ready for Kedusha to be brought on the Mizbeach, there is no Psul of Yitzay. What will it mean here? It does not, N-O-T, mean that it's going to be possible, Yitzay. It's not that. It's because the Klisharis cannot do its job, and they're going to do it when it's done outside the Azara, but not Yitzay. Nothing to do with Yitzay. And Rashi is not like him. Remember, we hold Yitzay by Kiddush Yodai V'Raglayim that we had in Daf Chaf and Tzvachim. Rashi and Taisvis also, that Rashi held that it was going to be possible Yitzay if he had Kiddush Yodai V'Raglayim. Taisvis says, not going to be possible Yitzay in the Kiddush V'Raglayim V'Raglayim. The only reason why it might be possible there is only because of Hesach HaDas. But Yitzay is only possible where it's a Mukshar ready for the carpet itself. Therefore, Taisvis doesn't learn this way, huh? Yeah, it's time already. We'll have to be mopshed and messed up with this tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McComas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.